This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. An emergency committee met earlier on Wednesday to advise WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on whether the outbreak constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
The Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 17,000 suspected mpox cases and 517 deaths have been reported on the continent so far this year, representing a 160% increase in cases compared to the same period last year. A total of 13 countries have reported cases. Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Zachary Gelman from Reuters has more.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
This is VOA News. The first day of U.S.-led peace talks aimed at finding a solution to Sudan's brutal conflict concluded in Geneva Wednesday under a cloud of uncertainty. The country's military did not send representatives, and it did not appear the delegates from the other warring party, the Rapid Support Forces, were in attendance. The talks come as the war-torn country faces one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Another shake-up in Thai politics. Thailand-based reporter Tommy Walker provided an update to VOA's Flashpoint on Wednesday.
Prime Minister Setta Thavisin has been removed from office as well as his cabinet after only 11 months as Thailand's Prime Minister. Now, this has came because Setta appointed a cabinet member who had been jailed and actually had an alleged attempt to bribe a court official. So the Constitutional Court in Thailand ruled on the case. The court voted only 5-4 against Setta and said that this was not on and he had to leave his position.
That was Thailand-based reporter Tommy Walker for VOA. Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. Authorities in Britain are trying to work out the origins of the violent far-right protests that erupted in towns and cities across the country earlier this month. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Anand Menon is a professor of international politics at King's College London.
The initial violence was kicked off by falsehood. To an extent, I think it's fair enough to blame social media.
Many observers see deeper social divisions driving the violence. Stephanie Alice Baker is a sociologist at the City University of London.
These are tensions that you see in a lot of countries right now. I would include the US to some extent in that too, where you have emerging feelings of nationalism, a sense that people are being left behind.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Manoush Tafiq, the president of Columbia University, announced her resignation from the prestigious U.S. school Wednesday. AP correspondent Haya Punjwani has this story.
In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role, and she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. She had previously led the London School of Economics and before that worked at the World Bank, where she rose through the ranks to become the bank's youngest ever vice president. Shafiq said in her letter that she'll return to the United Kingdom to lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office reviewing the government's approach to international development and how to improve capability. I'm Haya Punjwani.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.